Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. We're talking Preds, and we now go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? About 80 degrees down here in South Florida, so it's a beautiful morning.
Not doing as well as you are with 80 degrees down there, but appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, John, I'm just curious, what has this week been like for you and your staff? I mean, we were talking about this throughout the week with, you know, Janot basically getting pulled off the ice in warm-ups and Ekholm being traded a few hours before the game the other night. You know, Granlund gets traded last night. How have you guys, I guess, navigated this week when you've had a lot of significant change within the franchise?
Yeah, you know, it's been quite a bit. I would actually go back to Nino's trade. You know, we had practice that day, and it was kind of later in the day, and we were actually on the bus coming back from practice, and David had called me, and then we had to talk with Nino. So like, guys are coming off the bus, and a little bit emotional there. I think that was kind of a pretty big indicator of what was possible to come. I think, you know, particularly in the players' mind. You know, Nino was a great teammate, you know, beloved guy, obviously our second leading scorer. So I think that was a clear indicator that, you know, some things are going to change. So there was some emotion with the players there. Then the next morning, you know, we came in and you know, there was rumors about what was going on with David. So we had to deal with that situation on the game day. Then we, you know, got to the rink, and it was about 11 minutes before we were going out, and Tanner got pulled out of the game, so there was another one there. And then obviously with Ecky right around game time, and then last night with Granlund. But, you know, we just tried to address the situation with the guys, and I think that's sometimes the job as leaders of the team. I think, you know, Roman's done a really good job. McDonough's been a big help, you know, and just really communicating with, you know, with the players and talking about it, that this is the situation that we're in, and we talk with our guys all the time. You got to be where your feet are, and sometimes things go really well. Sometimes you're in an adverse situation. You know, we can't hide from it. We can't not talk about it. We can't address it, and just continue to talk with them. How are we going to handle these situations? This is the situation that is going on. It's our jobs as coaches and players to talk about it, to face it head on, and to take the right actions that you need to take in this type of situation. And so far, I think the guys have done a really, really good job with that.
So what's the message, John? You guys are still in a playoff hunt. You also have some young guys, so there's you're looking at some guys for the future, but you're still in this, you know, you're playing these hockey games. You're trying to win. You're trying to get to the playoffs. What has the messaging been from you on that, and how have you just looked at your job and how maybe it's changed just from the last week?
Well, the one thing with us, the message is, you're right. I mean, we're close. We're not there, but I think you know, we're all competitors. The players are all competitors. Coaches are competitors, and you know, we wanna put some heat on some teams, and you wanna play meaningful games down the stretch. And well, I think that's also important when you have change in your lineup. You have some young guys coming in. You know, I think sometimes that's a positive as well. You know, those guys they're hungry. They're excited. They bring energy. They're young, talented guys. They bring some energy and life to the room, but they're also not as phased by this situation because it's their opportunity. So there is an influx of positive energy, hunger, excitement in the room. You know, I think that brings some energy and excitement also to the veteran players that are here, and that's a big part too. Is that you want to, you know, we have been not competitive enough and done a good enough job to be in the playoff race to date, but we're also fighting on that, and these guys don't want to, you know, just play it out on a string. I think it's important that we continue to put some heat on the teams that are in front of us, and it's also important, I think, for the players to be able to play in meaningful games, the games that matter down the stretch that could have some implication. I think it keeps that, you know, you always want to have that hope. You want to have something you're striving for. And that's the messaging that we've had with our guys. And I think right now, you know, that's what our mindset is control what we can control. Let's stay in the fight. Let's play meaningful games. And to me, I think that is really important when you do have an influx of younger guys into your lineup, that it's not just, they're not just out there playing. They're playing and competing for something at stake. And I also think that's important for the veteran players to lead the way with that mindset.
Predators head coach John Hines with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, John, obviously Barry Trotz has a lot of deep roots in this franchise and now is stepping into a new role as general manager coming up on July the 1st. I'm just curious, from your vantage point, what have your conversations been like with Barry Trotz as he has kind of stepped into this new role and will be stepping into the actual general manager role coming up this summer?
It's been great. You know, I feel so lucky. I mean, have an opportunity to work with David, you know, who's a Hall of Fame GM, the experience that he has, having the opportunity to work hand in hand with him and how he goes about running the organization, the passion that he has, the detail, how he communicates. It's been great for me. Just even advice and talking with David over the course of my time with him has been tremendous for me. And now you have a guy like Barry that comes in, you know, who's an ex-coach, one of the best coaches that's ever been in the game. I really enjoyed our conversations. You know, he's a really sharp guy. He's honest. He's direct. And for me, like, it couldn't be a better situation as a coach. Like, now you have an opportunity to create some relationships with Barry, work hand in hand with him, but also bounce ideas off of him. You know, and I've invited him in. Like, I want him to be part of it, so he can get a real good feel of what's going on. You know, I want him in our coaches' meetings. He's welcome to be in team meetings, in between period meetings, whatever access he wants. I think it's really important for him to be able to have that, because, you know, that's why he's here, and he's got to, you know, see what's going on. I think he needs to get a good feel of how we do things, and it also gives him, I think, a better feel even on the players and things that are going on. But it also gives you an opportunity to bounce ideas off of a great coach. And so I'm really, really excited about it. I've enjoyed working with him so far. You know, we've talked every day, multiple times a day, and on the same page with certain things. But I feel real fortunate to have, you know, the opportunity to work with David and Barry, and then Barry, you know, getting to know him more and more. It's great. His vision for the team, but also just, you know, what do you see with our team? Things we can do better, things that you like. It's awesome for me.
Do you feel, John, like you are coaching the rest of the season to keep your job long term?
I don't look at it that way. I think that you know, what we've talked about is let's. I think it. Let me put it this way to you, Joel. Anytime, whether David was the GM or Barry's going to be the GM, you know, coaches are constantly getting evaluated. So I think we do a good job. I'm confident in our coaching staff, confident in the way that we go about our business, always looking to get better. And I'm excited about the group of players that we have. This is a new situation. You know, I think the more time you spend in the NHL and the more experiences you get, facing good situations, adverse situations, it's a test of your leadership going through. So, you know, I'm just focused on really working with our team, doing a good job, really getting to know Barry, welcoming him in, giving him full access to whatever he needs, and then we'll go from there. But that's your job, you know. Whether there was a GM change or wasn't a GM change, you know, at the end of every year, you're getting evaluated. So, but I'm confident in what we do.
John, with the moves that have been made, I mean, obviously as a coach, it's an interesting time just because a lot of good players that you rely on are now no longer with your team. But as an organization, there's been a lot of assets that have been picked up over the course of this past week. So I guess as a coach, like, how do you evaluate, like, the balance of that, of you've lost some really good players, but you also as an organization have created some flexibility from yourself as you move forward here? What do you make of kind of the balance of that as you guys try to evaluate where you are?
Well, I think there's different ways. I mean, obviously, if you look at all, whether it's cap space or draft capital that we've acquired, it gives you flexibility to build the team in different ways. You know, some of that could be through the draft. Some of that could be using the draft capital for players, you know, down the road. So, you know, and it also gives us a good opportunity to see where some of these guys are at. I mean, guys are playing in a little bit different roles. Some guys are going to have expanded roles, which I think is a good thing for the present group of guys, which is great opportunities and gives us a good feel for where everybody is at. And then it also gives you the opportunity to to build your team and get some different parts in many different ways. I mean, you have a lot of weapons now to be able to get the team and the organization going in a different direction in a fairly quick manner, whether that be, as I said, you know, you have numerous draft picks. I'm assuming some of those picks are going to be used, but it also gives you flexibility if you wanted to add players, or whether that's via free agency or trade or whatever. There's a lot of different options that the organization can take to try to get up and running here in a fairly quick way by making really good decisions, but also armed with a lot of weapons to be able to do that.
One young guy I wanted to ask about, John, Luke Evangelista, fast riser in this organization, debuted probably earlier than a lot of people would have guessed. What do you think about him and his future as a player?
Well, I think he's got a really, bright future. I mean, I was impressed with his first game. You always saw he's got great hands, he's got great vision. The way that he thinks the game is really impressive on the offensive side of the puck. I think from a defensive standpoint, you know, he was a conscientious player. What I took out of it was the moment didn't seem too big for him. As a 20-year-old, I thought he came in. He probably could have had a couple goals. You see that offensive instincts and talent that he has. And also when he was called upon to defend in the D zone, I thought he did a really good job. In some situations where, you know, teams get moving around and the defensemen are diving through and there's all kinds of motion and you have to think quick on your feet and understand the structure, I thought he did a really good job in those situations too. So I think his future is really bright. I think it's important too. He's going to get another great opportunity tonight to play. And, you know, it's also important to continue to put him in situations where he's going to be able to really continue to grow as a player, play confident, you know, play to his strengths. You know, even the other night we had him out on the 6-on-5, just the way that he played that game. We felt he deserved to be out in that moment. And I thought he did a good job. So, really good young prospect for us. Great debut. Going to get another good opportunity tonight, and we'll just keep going from there and see how he continues to go, and we'll continue to support him and work with him and try to put him in situations for him that's going to be best for his development.
John, last thing for you here real quickly. Is Tyson Berry with you guys down there in Florida? What's kind of the plan to implement him in the lineup?
Yeah, he did. He got in late last night. Unfortunately, his equipment didn't arrive, so he went Edmonton to Montreal here, but his baggage isn't there. So unfortunately, I don't think he's going to be available for our skate this morning. But the plan right now is to have him in the lineup for tonight. But as long as everything goes through, if he's not, it's probably because there's some snag in that situation. But right now, we'd like to get him in the lineup as quick as we can.
Well, John, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Enjoy that weather down there. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. You have a great day.
Absolutely. Thanks, you as well. Predators head coach John Hines, our guest here on Robbie and Rexra. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. That is next. This is Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.